Coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. Joined in the studio by Josie. It's lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
Is it Josie Tullett?
Yeah, Tullett.
See,
I wanted
to make sure I pronounced the name right. Now, you're 15 years old,
yeah.
And I've seen some of your YouTube work, and you've got a tremendous singing voice.
Thank you.
And fantastic guitarist as well. And you're from the local area?
Yeah, from Brentwood.
So how old were you when you picked up the guitar?
I picked the guitar up when I was about 10-ish. Mm. But I started the piano when I was about 7. And then I started learning violin. And then when I quit violin, I was like, I want to learn the guitar. So that's what I did.
it's brilliant because it's one of those instruments, as I always say, you can just turn up with a guitar. It's not like being a drummer or a pianist.
Yeah.
And you can basically play anywhere.
Yeah, and you don't need to spend hours setting up. So yeah, it's pretty good and handy.
What musicians or do you kind of like listening to?
Well, most people would say Ed Sheeran. So yeah, I really like Ed Sheeran. And also, I think Newton Faulkner is really, really amazing at guitar. I love his style and stuff. And I really enjoy sort of Taylor Swift's old music, like where it's all more kind of country-ish. Mm. So that's my sort of musical influences, I guess.
So you started playing the guitar before you started singing?
Well, I've always sort of sang, but I sort of properly started singing with guitar, yeah. So, yeah, it sort of came together.
Well, it's just as lucky you've got a good voice.
Thank you. I have guitar lessons. I used to have piano lessons, and then I stopped because I did my grade 8 a couple of years ago with piano. And then I still get guitar lessons just because I love it so much at the Hermit in Brentwood, which is... They also sort of record a few of my songs and stuff every now and then, so it's quite good there.
And just tell everybody about the Hermit if people don't know.
Yeah, so it's basically just like this sort of youth centre that have like really amazing recording equipment and like a stage and stuff. So I think it's every Friday night or every other Friday night, there's sort of a band night thing where there's like 2 or 3 bands playing and lots of people just go and have fun. It's like I normally go with my friends. It's crazy.
And the age group, you've got to be under, is it
under
16?
Yeah, I think it's under 18.
Under 18.
I think, yeah.
I'm a little bit too old. What about you, Dad? Now you're here, just have to say your dad, give a name check out to your dad and your sister.
Oh yeah, like their names.
Well, you can say your, yeah, you say, hello Dad. We'll just call him Dad. What's your sister's name?
Elise.
Hello, Elise. She's going to be doing some filming.
Yes, Elise.
And your mum is in...
Ireland.
Good, very good morning. She's in somewhere around Dublin, so we have to say good morning to her.
Good morning, Mum.
She did say she was very nervous for you.
Yeah.
She'll be fine. I've heard her warming up. Don't worry. So you were saying Ed Sheeran. Is that your main sort of inspiration, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I probably would. I went to see him with my friend... at the O2 in May, I think, and he was absolutely amazing. It's like, it's just, I would love to do something like that. It was just him and his guitar and his loop pedal, which was really cool because he sort of built it up and it was like really good.
Are you going to try and do some looping?
Well, I've got a loop pedal at home, but I don't know. I think part of me just prefers sort of just guitar as it is. Mm. I do some songs with loop, but I think I prefer it without, to be honest. But I'll be too scared to perform live in case I like, do it out of time or play the note wrong and then it just keeps going the whole song.
Just use your foot on the pedal trying to turn it off. That's what it is. Now, your favourite lyric, I did ask you this off air.
Yeah.
So you've written, how many songs have you written, by the way?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I've probably written loads, but there's only sort of 7 or 8 that I actually would perform and like sort of thing. I think you've got to write loads to get the bad ones out and then you've got good ones coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my favourite lyric... It's probably one I wrote quite recently, and it's letters engraved into a stone show the loss of a soul. It's quite deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in one of the ones I'm doing today, so yeah, I quite like that one.
Where did it come from? Did you just get it just
I don't know, yeah. It's like most of the songs I write are sort of quite, like, I'm not too much of a lyric kind of person. I prefer sort of tune and chords and the actual music side. I'm not great with lyrics, but... I was just thinking, and I was like, that's quite good. And then I put it in, and then a whole song sort of just flowed from it. So, yeah, that was quite good.
So do you sit and basically get some chords and then start humming a tune and the words come out, or do you actually write lyrics down separately and then try and fit them?
Oh, no, I can't do lyrics separately. It starts with a few, like, guitar ideas. I like maybe in a few cases there's lyrics I like that I'm, like a line that I would like and I put in, but it normally starts with chords and then soon after a tune.
Yeah.
And then the lyrics just kind of fit in with the tune, more or less.
And you've been doing busking as well?
Yeah, I go busking in Chelmsford, which is really fun, sort of. It's lots better when it's sunny because more people are out in the rock. Because I did it once and it started raining, I was like, great. So then I just stopped after about 10 minutes, and that was a complete waste of a day. But you know,
do you have amplification for your voice, or is it just
I use this battery amp and then a mic and plug my guitar in, so it's all loud, which is good.
So you don't have to run away if the police come over. No. Run! No, you have to have licences, and so you have to be sort of to do stuff like that, don't you?
Well, you don't actually need one to go in Chelmsford.
Don't you? I'll be down there this weekend then.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I go there, because in London you've got to get sort of licences and all that, which I want to sort of do at some point, but you've got to be 16. Yeah. That's what it says, so I'm just waiting to be 16. I'm like, come on, be 16 now. So I've got like 7 or 8 months till I can go in London, which I'm looking forward to.
What's your favourite song of all time that somebody else, not one of your personal ones, but somebody else's?
Well, it's quite a weird one because it's sort of, it's not really an artist I normally listen to, but it's Kiss by Prince. But to be honest with you, I don't particularly like the original version of it. I just like the song because I've covered it and I've sort of changed it quite a bit and made it a lot more sort of like, I don't know, just more acoustic-y and sort of more sing-along-able, if that makes sense. Like, I think, I don't know, I just prefer the actual song to the actual original, but I like that song anyway.
Now you're going to be performing two songs for us today. Yeah. One of them is called Thunder and Lightning, mm-hmm. and the other one is called A Teardrop in the Sea.
Yeah.
So before that, you're on all social media, so you're on Facebook and you're on Instagram.
Yeah, and then I've got a YouTube channel, which I think, yeah, all of it's just Josie Tullett.
And you've got that, yes, you've got a great surname, so you probably haven't got many people.
Yeah, I know, it's good.